Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. Christ glorified. Now the point is that Peter is bringing to a climax here the passage he's setting out on the mutual edification, the mutual care, the mutual love shown within the ecclesia. Brothers and sisters teaching each other, instructing each other, reproving each other, showing hospitality to each other, loving each other. And what is the end of it? Well, as he had said in verse 12, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. And he ends up with this triumphant note, to him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. So what is the mutual life of the ecclesia meant to produce? Clearly mutual benefit for each believer. But what is the ultimate end? It is God to be praised, God to be glorified, God to be exalted, and all in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about worship or something, aren't we? We're talking about the exaltation of God. Christendom has reduced worship to attending services and listening to monologues. This, says the apostle, is true worship. This is how God is glorified, when they that fear the Lord speak often one to another. They communicate the gospel to each other. It's not going to church, as it were. It's not attending a service. It's taking part in this called out life, sharing in this culture of the believers, separate from the world, called out from the culture of the world, living for God. You get the same in 2 Peter 3, verse 18. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the exaltation of God comes out of it in the end of it. This is what the letter ends with in 2 Peter. Grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. That's not just a make weight. The real loser in Christendom stuff is Christ. Something else, some other person, some other scheme, some other plan has got the glory. Clergy or churchiality or whatever it might be. But it's got to be Christ. This is what the existence of the ecclesia is about. God has formed a people to be like Christ, Romans 8, that we might be conformed to him. This is the being of the ecclesia life. This is the experience of it. It's growth for saints and glory for God. Two great G's, growth for saints and glory for God. This is the point. And this is what's being lost today. This is why the saints, generally speaking, are so badly equipped in understanding and knowledge and experience. Their children tossed about with every wind of doctrine. And I believe it's a robbing Christ of his glory. It's a reduction, a bringing down of the praise and the glory and the honor of God. Well, if you look over all these things, I'm not arguing, Peter's not arguing, just for a technicality about should we have conversation. It's spiritual edification, love, and mutual care, and this all leads to the glory of God. Christendom, my friend, has ruined this, and we need to recover this new covenant, ecclesia life. This is what the new covenant is about in this regard, the glory of God in his people, that God in all things may be glorified. May we live to see it more and more. Amen.